consensus data be cool? Well, that's a question one team of bright minds at the Bureau attempted to answer as part of this year's Opportunity Project. The project aims to connect government with the tech industry and creatively use open data for the public and economic good. Drew Zachary, director and co-founder of the Opportunity Project, spoke with Federal News Radio's Meredith Summers.
I'm always thrilled with the tools, and I think that the proof is really... So my technical background is in user-centered design, and we try to bring a lot of that to the process. And it's something that's really, you know, important here at the Census Bureau as well, is to understand the end users. So my metric is always, if the end users think the tools are awesome, then they're awesome, because that's who knows. You know, do I need this thing? Is this actually going to help me? And I think the fact that the data stewards who could see, wow, you've really done something awesome with my data, or the advocates who are saying this is going to help my community so much. I think that, you know, you also heard a lot of that today at Demo Day, and it's definitely been, you know, my experience hearing about these products is that the people who know best have really seen a lot of value in them. So I think that that's really the best success for us, is just that they've made awesome use of the data and that people are really going to be able to use them.
And so after today, what do you do, and do you go back and have kind of a review of how things went?
So, you know, one of the things, just to continue with the user-centered design thread, is that, you know, we really want to continue to engage with the developers, especially who worked with Census Bureau data, to understand, you know, how did you access it? What was user-friendly and what wasn't? And, you know, how can we use that information to create better platforms for you on the back end? So we'll definitely, you know, continue to do that and help, you know, to encourage other agencies to do that as well. And then, of course, we're, you know, going to try to continue with additional sprints that focus on how people, you know, enabling census data in new ways, focusing on geospatial data. And I think that a lot of what comes out of having this diverse group of people in a room together is a lot of new ideas about what the next process looks like.
I'm glad you mentioned working with other agencies. We love interagency collaboration at Federal News Radio. So how do you guys work with other agencies to get the best data or share or help them understand what's the best way to get it ready for either this use or for someone else's use down the road?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we love interagency collaboration too. The Opportunity Project definitely brings together a really diverse interagency team. And I think that that's part of it, is being able to connect. I think that the problem statements sometimes connect data across agencies. So, you know, the problem statement that was identified by the Census Bureau really included Census Bureau data, but also data from across agencies, from the Department of Transportation and Labor and so on. So by identifying a problem and then asking the question of what do you need to solve that problem, what information do you need, that can really help us to identify, okay, well, you know, here's another agency that we should loop in, you know, to make sure that the teams can benefit from the information that they have. I think that actually the Office of Management and Budget problem statement with the Department of Treasury, theirs is a really great story, because, you know, they knew about this problem, and they, you know, that there's so much information on grants, but it's not user-friendly for the local leaders who really need to know. And I think Merrill Oliver really spoke to that problem so well, and Margie Graves as well. You know, that was the problem, and they reached across the country to cities and rural and tribal places who could really validate, yes, this is a felt need. And then we asked the question of, okay, so who has this data? And the answer was the Census Bureau, GSA, HHS, you know, Treasury. So to answer the challenge, to answer the call, we needed to bring all of those pieces together. So I think that part of user-centered and citizen-centered government is really, you know, putting the needs of, you know, the residents of the country at the center of how we work together.
I'm speaking with Drew Zachary, director and co-founder of the Opportunity Project for the Census Bureau. What are there any patterns or trends? I know it's only been 2 years that you have seen from some of the products and apps and creations that people come in with, and what do you, can you predict anything for next year, or how do you think it will be a year from now?
Yeah, so I think this is actually super exciting. So when we started this process almost 2 years ago, the first suite of tools, again, it was really the art of the possible, but it was a lot of course, a diversity of solutions, but, you know, if I had to talk about a trend for that round, it would be a lot of maps and a lot of points on a map, which is wonderful and useful. But then, you know, as we went on through the second round and even this year, there are so many new types of solutions each round, and that's what's so exciting is it opens our minds to, you know, when a technologist gets their hands on a problem, when we point them in a direction and point them to data, they come up with, you know, a game like Cisco built, a gamified app, or, you know, a field management system like the IBM team built, you know, or something that a military family can use. It's sort of a combination survey, customized report type of tool. So, you know, to me, the trend is really increasing diversity of what types of solutions we're seeing. So this year, Cisco built the first game that's come out of the process. So I think that a year from now, it'll be, you know, things that we can't even envision now, just a greater diversity of the types of technology that people are bringing to the table. And that's really the point, is that by bringing in more developers and technologists and communities, they have the creativity, and you know, we want to enable them to think of things that we wouldn't.
Can you talk at all about the certification that's coming out, or is that?
So Kyla Fullenweider, who's the Chief Innovation Officer here at the Census Bureau, mentioned that we're launching a user-centered methods or user-centered design certificate program that will be a training available to Census Bureau staff. So, you know, I mentioned that my background is in human-centered design of technology and products and systems and all different kinds of things. So what really resonated with me when I first came to the Census Bureau is, I think, what Kyla and Ron Jarman and the Undersecretary Karen Dunn Kelly mentioned is that, of course, Commerce is America's data agency. We have a ton of data across the bureaus. But here at the Census Bureau, we have a mandate to have a touch point with every person in this country. And that's really unique. And so why shouldn't we be leaders in interacting with the people who live in this country, you know, in human-centeredness and how we can approach things in a way that puts that person at the center of how and what we do. So that was kind of the philosophy behind this, is we were going to bring our technical background to the table and the best of sort of standard of practice and training in human-centered design and make that available as a certificate to, you know, the staff and employees of the Census Bureau. And that's something that I hope we'll learn a lot from and continue to grow even beyond the Census Bureau. But really the philosophy is we can all do our work better when we have the best knowledge of the tools to do things that puts, you know, the human beings that we serve at the center of how and why we do what we do. So we're hoping to share that expertise and training and hope that will continue to grow.
That's Drew Zachary, director and co-founder of the Opportunity Project at the Census Bureau, speaking with Federal News Radio's Meredith Summers. Check out Meredith's story at federalnewsradio.com.